My Life as a Trader by Zahra Gharamani and Robert Hillman, narrated by Marjan Doré.
The traitor to humanity is the traitor most accursed. James Russell Lowell on the capture of certain fugitive slaves near Washington. Chapter 1. The blindfold is firmly tied. My consciousness is divided between the darkness that my eyes strive to penetrate and stark terror. When the blindfold is removed, the first thing my vision registers is the face of the man who is to be my interrogator. He is standing, I am sitting, but my gaze instinctively seeks out this man's face. It's not an attractive face. I can see immediately that he knows the impact his appearance will have on a young woman, really a child, snatched from the streets without warning. He knows everything about my terror. He is tall, fat, and bald, and he stinks. I don't know whether the stink comes from his breath or from his body, but it is foul, like rotting meat. He is perhaps 50 years old, with an untidy beard streaked with gray. He wears a long shirt hanging out over his trousers. He draws himself up, even more fully erect, and stares down at me, as if to reinforce the dominance not only of his stature, but of the power he has over my life. Some part of my mind, even in the midst of my fear, recognizes that this man is enjoying himself, and that this is only the beginning of his enjoyment. He has already summed me up. Pampered middle-class princess from the university, playing at politics.